Tarixchilar 1962-yil oktyabr hodisalari yuzasidan yakdil. Butun insoniyatni yadroviy urush bo'sag'asiga olib kelgan o'sha mudhish kunlarda AQSh prezidenti Jon Kennedi va SSSR rahbari Nikita Xrushchev kuchli iroda egalari ekanini namoyish qilgan. Har ikkisi uzoqni ko'ra bilgan, dedi Xrushchevning o'g'li Sergey Xrushchev.
We were very lucky that two leaders were balanced and reasonable and their policy was not first shoot then sing but first.
Har ikkala rahbar idrokli bo'lgan, deydi u. Avval o'q otib, keyin o'yla deb emas, balki birinchi o'yla bol, so'ngra yana o'yla. Undan keyin esa umuman otma degan qabilda ish tutgan.
Time think and maybe don't shoot at all.
Inqirozdan ko'p o'tmay, Kennedi va Xrushchev doimiy ravishda telefonda gaplashib turishga kelishib oladi. Bu odat keyingi rahbarlarga ham o'tib, bugungacha yetib kelgan. Kennedi va Xrushchev yadroviy sinovlarni faqat yer ostida o'tkazish yuzasidan ham bitim imzolagan. 1963-yilda Kennedi otib o'ldiriladi. Xrushchev esa hokimiyatdan chetlashtiriladi.
I think that if these two leaders will be in power longer, it is big possibility that Cold War will over.
Bu ikki shaxs davlat tepasida uzoqroq turganida balki sovuq urushga ertaroq barham berilgan bo'lar edi, dedi Sergey Xrushchev. Biroq tarix boshqa yo'lni tanladi. Sovuq urush davom etdi. Mixail Gorbachev davrigacha ikki davlat qurollar poygasiga zo'r berdi.
Lesson of this is we have to avert crises that lead to confrontations in which an adversary.
Garvard universiteti professori Graham Ellison Karib inqirozi muhim saboq bo'lgan, dedi. Maqsad urush qilishmi yoki murosa yo'lini izlash? O'z qudratingizni saqlab qolgan holda mojaroning oldini olish uchun nima qilmoq zarur? Ellison fikricha, hozirda prezident Obama Eron yadroviy dasturi yuzasidan shu singari savollar bilan yuzlashmoqda.
The president is going to face with an option between acquiescing in Iran acquiring a nuclear bomb, that's one option, or alternatively attacking Iran.
Prezidentimiz Eronning atom bombasi yaratishini indamay kutib o'tirishi mumkin. Bu uning oldidagi bitta yo'l. Boshqasi Eronga hujum qilish va bu bilan yadroviy materiallar ishlab chiqarilmasligini ta'minlash.
I think the implication of that for where we stand with Iran today is that if you look at attacking Iran.
Prezident Kennedi oldida ham shunday jumboq turgan, lekin u masalaning yangi, uchinchi yechimini topgan. Obama ham shunday qilishi kerak, dedi professor Ellison.
I would hope that immediately after the election the US government will also turn intensely to.
Umid qilamanki, saylovdan keyin AQSh hukumatı juda yaxshi bo'lmasa-da, lekin hujum yoki jim turib kuzatishdan boshqa yaxshiroq bir yechimni topadi, dedi u. Sergey Xrushchev fikricha esa Washington Tehron bilan bevosita gaplashish kerak.
We have to negotiate with Iran, not threatening them with different sanctions, but negotiate on the highest level. American president with Iranian president and I don't think
sanksiyalar bilan qo'rqitmay eng yuqori darajada Amerika prezidenti va Iron prezidenti o'rtasida muloqot boshlash kerak. Kennedi Xrushchevni yoqtirmagan, Obama ham Ahmadinejodni xush ko'rmaydi. Lekin Kennedi ham Sovet rahbariyati bilan gaplashmasa bo'lmasligini tushungan. Chunki muloqot qilmasangiz, dushmanni bilmaysiz, dedi Sergey Xrushchev.
You can influence them and you can better understand them.
Navbahor Imamova, Amerika ovozi radiosi uchun.